Stop chasing perfection and settle for excellence. That's the advice from Topher Morrison in his new book. And he believes it applies to relationships just as much as anything else in life.
Before I give you any advice on finding the perfect man or the perfect woman, I gotta confess something. I'm 38. I've never been married. That's gotta tell you I got some issues. So I don't even know that I have a right to be giving relationship advice. In fact, when I was writing the chapter in the book, I thought, man, I don't have any right to be talking about relationships. And then I realized, you know what? Without fail, just about all of the relationship experts that are out there right now all have been divorced at least one, in some cases 9 times. I know 2 of the most popular relationship experts were once married to one another, and they're divorced. And they give completely different advice to their audiences. So I thought, you know what? I guess if all these relationship experts can come from a divorced home and give advice on it, I guess I can throw in my 2 cents worth as well. But I got to tell you, boy, you should listen with great scrutiny on this next 5 minutes. But here's my thinking. I'm going to give you a story. I've got 2 friends of mine, Natalie and Steve, and they are what I've seen to be one of the most ideal relationships. They get along. They seem to be genuinely, truly best friends with one another. Yeah, they have their arguments here and there, but they genuinely are. And it's like what I call an authentic love. They just really seem to enjoy each other's company. I remember I was in Hawaii with Stephen one time, and he got on the phone, called his wife, sat there on at the restaurant for about 5-10 minutes and talked to her, and he got off the phone and shows you where my head was back at that time. I looked at him, I go, "You do that every night?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I go, "Oh my God, I can't imagine how painful that would have to be to call someone every night, you know?" And he's like, "It's not painful at all. She's my best friend. I love it."
But why am I not surprised you're single?
Yeah, well, there you go. But the thing is, the interesting thing is that Stephen is very quiet, reserved. I wouldn't call him shy, but he's definitely a polite guy. And if there's exact opposite, it would be Natalie. Natalie is loud. She's boisterous. She's obnoxious. You know Natalie loves you if she makes fun of you. She just says whatever's on her mind. And most of the time when she's doing that stuff, you look over and you see Stephen beet red, smiling, just kind of shaking his head like, "Well, I warned you," you know? But he just sits there and he just accepts it. Now, these are 2 people that seem to be very opposite, but they're in a wonderful relationship. But I've never once seen Stephen try to change her. And I've never once seen Natalie try to change Steve. She doesn't try to get him to come out of his shell. He doesn't try her to get back in her shell. They just let each other be who they are. And it led me to 2 principal philosophies with regard to relationships. And here they are. Number 1, you'll experience conflict in any relationship to the exact degree that you want that person to be something that they aren't. So the moment you want your husband to be more romantic than he really is, that's when you got conflict. The moment you want your spouse to be not as much of a shopaholic as she is, that's when you got conflict in the relationship. As soon as you say, "I wish they were more this, more that, less this, less that," there's where conflict starts. That's part 1. Part 2 to that would be this. You'll experience harmony in any relationship to the exact degree that you accept that person for who they are. And the moment you can just look at that person and just say, "That's who they are. I'll take them the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the pretty, the smelly, and the sweet," and accept all of that, you'll have complete harmony. But the moment you want them to be something they're not, that's when the conflict's going to hit.
On the other hand, there must be a room for communication and change. I've just been talking to a friend who was saying it drives him mad that his girlfriend just leaves things lying all over the house. So what does he do? Just put up with that? Or surely it's better to communicate and say, "You know what? I love you, darling, but I wish you'd tidy up."
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There is conflict there, though. He has the conflict because he wants her to be something she's not. He wants her to be tidy. She's messy. Now, there's the conflict. But I'm not saying that that's going to be the detriment of a relationship. I think when 2 people come together, they should support each other in becoming better than they already are. So that's fine. So if there's room for improvement, that's cool. If she, however, has no need or no desire to ever be tidy, and he's always going to want that, that conflict's always going to stay there. So I think it's a great place to support and empower the spouse to be something more, to do something more and greater. But I think it needs to be initiated by them. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with making the suggestions, but if they clearly don't want that, then you're probably going to have that conflict. Then I guess you need to develop better communication skills to learn how to influence them the right way to make them change their mind. And I guess that can happen too.
On the other hand, if you keep on just chilling out and sort of saying, "You know what, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay," I think eventually what you can do is almost numb your own feelings if you're not careful. And surely there has to be a point at which, you know what, my feelings and what I want in my life does count.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think there's a difference between denial and acceptance. The area that I'm looking for here is acceptance. Just accepting them for who they are, but not denying your own feelings. feelings. So, for example, if the relationship is truly healthy, if you and I were in a relationship, for example, Chantel, and you didn't pick up your clothes and I wanted you to pick up the clothes, if the relationship was healthy and you loved me and I loved you, and I shared with you those feelings that, you know what, I'm a little frustrated right now, I wish it'd be cleaner, then I would hope that your love for me would then influence you to want to make those changes, just as my love for you would if you'd came to me and said, clean up a little bit more. So I think there's the other side of the coin on there is that, you know, how willing will you be when you're that person to make those changes for the other one? But it all has to be self-initiated.
That's Topher Morrison, author of Stop Chasing Perfection and Settle for Excellence.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.